Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us this week to provide construction updates at all of their facilities. Almost every building in the district in some way or form was discussed at the meeting this week. Talk about what some of the big highlights are. The middle school looks like it's nearing completion. Lincoln and Career Academy, the other two bigger ones, are certainly making progress. And some smaller ones that we haven't talked about for a while.
There are several things that we discussed at the board meeting, and certainly our big projects, i.e. the middle school project, is really pretty much completed. There's a few punch list items that they're completing there. Actually, some of the new furniture is coming in this week. So we have some new student desks that are coming in. Actually, the furniture for the library is in. So just several things like that that are finishing up that project at the middle school. We'll also have Lincoln underway, the Lincoln Elementary project that's well underway. If people drive by, they can obviously the precast construction that's happened for the gym area. So the gym area is really taking shape now. That's pretty much the precast panels are almost all installed. They're actually setting bar joists, and there'll be roofing going on in the near future in that section. Then the academic wing will actually start taking shape, and you'll start seeing precast later on in March, and then a bunch of other construction happening. So really by about the end of April, you'll see a lot of that building kind of taking shape already. So just lots and lots of things with those two projects that we're kind of in the midst of. Have the Career Academy project that continues to progress. We're working on that, and they've got a change order that was approved last night to do some additional flooring for that building. They're going to do some polished concrete, and then in a couple of the classrooms, some carpet. So that was approved. And then we're working on Jefferson, too. Jefferson will be traffic circulation, which will be a drop-off pickup lane for actually the parents. That will be on the west side of the building, and so that plans to have that constructed this summer. Madison Elementary as well, looking at some playground improvements there. We've got a drainage issue at Madison Elementary playground. When it rains a lot, the kids have to wear boots almost all the time, even when it should be dry enough. And so we're trying to improve the drainage as well as put some hard surface playground area that's part of that as well. So that's also planned to happen this summer. The Lincoln Elementary project, we also want to get their new playground constructed this summer so that way even before the school's open, that kids can even use it while they're still in the old school. And then high school planning continues to move along. And as part of that, we discussed the team room. And the team room would be a separate fundraised project that would be outside of the high school project, but not part of the original bond issue. And that team room would be a room that would be used at the track area, so a building kind of at the track football area, and it could be used for several different seasons for soccer, for track, for football, for cross country. Really would be kind of a multi-purpose room and team space to house and store different equipment for our teams at the football complex. So that's all in the wind to happen. We're going to go out and ask for some donors from the community to help support that, and that's really where we continue to move that forward.
That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA Care or Less.